Nerdy For, the podcast where we find out what people are nerdy for. Today, we have a very special guest, a very wonderful human on the entire planet. Don't start talking yet. We have Lace Larrabee. She's going to talk the whole time. This is going to be such an easy podcast for me. And y'all, she's got these amazing credits. If you don't know who Lace Larrabee is, you're fucking about to find out. Oh, you're not supposed to swear. You're about to just bleep it.
Are we not supposed to swear?
In the first 7 seconds or something. She's been on America's Got Talent. She has a podcast that is a page turner of a podcast, Cheaties Podcast. This is my favorite part about you. She is making an army of women comics with her Laugh Lab Studios out of Atlanta to take over the world. Fudginay, please welcome Lace Larrabee to my costume closet. Did you know this is my costume closet?
I did not. Now I do.
Behind all those drawers. That's all hats and wigs in that chest of drawers.
You want to know how surprised I am that you have a costume closet? 0% surprised.
I believe it.
Wow. Okay. Yes. Thank you for having me in your closet.
Oh, you're welcome to come in and come out of my closet.
Many of people have.
At will.
Yes. Your eyes are so green.
Thank you.
I have talked to you.
When I drink tequila, they get greener.
I have known you for years and years, and I don't think I've seen you in this light and this giant, gorgeous magnolia tree behind this window with your eyes, like, right in front of it. Holy shit. They're gorgeous.
I put green eyes on my my ID, my, like, license ID, but I think it was, like, wishful thinking.
We all want green eyes. I also have green eyes.
I'm like, I have green eyes, and I'm 20 pounds lighter than I am right now. By the time I get pulled over, I will lose that 20 pounds.
Yes, same.
Jiminy Crybits. Okay, yes, we have to do this thing at the beginning of the show.
Okay.
Lace Larrabee, what are you nerdy for?
I think I'm nerdy for a lot of things. When you asked that, when I found out that's what this podcast was about, it was kind of overwhelming because I guess it's a good thing, right? That I'm nerdy for a lot of stuff.
I love nerds and I love being nerdy for stuff.
Everything from sitcoms, interior design, and doing DIY, which goes along. I don't know if the interior design is a separate thing from the DIY. I think that is under that umbrella because I have always been an obsessive DIY person. I think that's from growing up poor, but it's also in combination with just being like a type A perfectionist, know-it-all, have to prove myself all the time. So I think that is why I'm very DIY with everything that I do. And speaking of DIY, my other favorite thing to be nerdy about is, like you said, my Laugh Lab class. It has been my...
Oh, we don't have to do the whole thing at the beginning.
Let's do DIY.
This is okay. Okay. I want to.
I just wanted to list them, and then we could get into them individually.
This isn't an essay.
Everything's an essay. Everything's a pageant. Everything is a fucking stage. Okay.
All right. World peace. So I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. As I was very unsupervised as a child, and I did a lot of DIY decorating, and what did you do as, like, were you a teenager and painting your bedroom?
Babe, let's go back.
Let's do it. Because
further back than that.
I messed up one of my mom's favorite antiques by rag rolling it. Let's go.
Holy fuck. Okay, so as a child, I would paint everything around me. Like, literally, and once again, when you don't have money and you don't have the things that you want and the things that you own in the house aren't worth much, your parents are like, sure, fucking
just don't let the paint
it.
Don't let the dog lick the paint.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what they always told.
right, like, just go for it. So if I wanted, it started with, like, dolls and things. Like, I would put makeup on permanent makeup on dolls, you know.
Wait, what's permanent makeup? Oh,
markers
paint.
and such. So if I had a doll that didn't look the way that I wanted, I would, like, add things to it, but I was very delicate. Like, I just didn't, like, I didn't just, like, splash them with stuff. My sister is the complete opposite. She just destroyed everything.
I'm a pretty girl.
Yes, she
drag
drew,
queen dolls.
Yes, she was like she would like hold her marker like a stabbing knife, and I was, like, very delicate and precise and, like, what's the word I'm looking for? But
you could have painted teacups in a former life.
100%. Yes, I could have made fine china. Like, but I wanted to just make everything, like, better and different, and my sister just did not see the point of it. And just wanted to just destroy everything around her. And she and I shared a room for a very long time.
Oh.
So I wonder, like, is this a therapy session? Because I like look back now and I'm like, I was always trying to like tweak things and fix things and make things better and fancier and all of this. And then she would just come behind me and destroy it. And then I would get to clean up her mess.
Oh, that's not fair. Do you guys have a healthy relationship now?
Yes, but I think that I enjoyed that. I think that I'm so like type A and controlling, and I'm the older sister. Like there's only the two of us.
And so I think you were that like, has a lot to do. Oh, there she goes again.
Yeah, I kind of liked
she
it because then I could
help
like
herself.
Fix it. Yeah. But yeah, so
you
I started
tie her up and like leave her in a closet and be like, stop touching my dolls.
Oh, I did do that, but that was that's completely different. Yeah. I started with small things like toys. Like I said, I would do that, and then it got kind of up into like furniture, and then when I got to be like a preteen, and we moved into a house out of a trailer, when we moved to South Georgia from North Georgia. And I don't know, and this is okay. This is
moving on
wild.
Up, but south but to south, the south side.
And I started painting my closets in my room.
Inside the closet?
On the outside of the closet. Oh. So I painted like floral things. I had these two like little folding closets in my bedroom, and I painted like, and my parents just let me do it because they knew how precise I was about things and deliberate. And so, yeah, I painted like flowers all over my closets. And then I found this guitar, this acoustic guitar at a garage sale, and I painted roses all over it.
Oh,
and
did you play the guitar or you just painted it?
I did
it
for a little while. Yeah, they bought me real strings and stuff for it, so I started to play the
guitar.
Could
you tune it? Because that's the hardest part.
Yeah, I had an electric tuner.
Oh.
Yeah, they got me one
of
those.
Back in the day before you could do it with your phone.
That's right, yeah. So I used to, I played for a little while. I never kept it up. I wish I would have. But yeah, and then that turned into like painting my full-blown furniture. Like I would like paint furniture, and then my parents let me paint the house. So
what did you paint the house? Because in my mind, your guitar, it was flowers and Day of the Dead themed, but I don't know why.
Right,
in my imagination,
Dia de los Muertos.
Was it butterflies?
But it was like floral, always floral. I love doing like floral stuff. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then they let you take over and paint the house.
Well, start with my room. I got to paint my bedroom first.
So you went from a trailer. Because what was the name of your special?
White Trash Cinderella.
There we
go. Yes, my album. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's fabulous. And so you moved into a regular house. Now, was it did it have an upstairs?
It did not. No, okay. It was a ranch brick house. It was built in the 60s. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I was raised in a ranch, too.
Yeah.
And then my parents kept me in the basement. And I'm an only child.
It was a basementless ranch. So it was.
So they kept you in the main.
Yeah,
main
I got to be on the main.
Oh, I didn't know who I was talking to. Okay.
No, so it was three bedrooms. And then it was.
Three-bedroom ranch?
Someone had converted the garage.
Rockefellers.
Yeah,
okay.
Someone had converted the garage into a family room. Like, so we had like a den on the one end of the house that was like tile floors and all of that.
That's
and
for hooking up.
Absolutely. And but you could never hook up in my house because my parents were around every fucking corner, like right behind like everything. Like they're listening. They've got like, they had like two ways of getting into the den, like two different entrances, so you could never like, you couldn't keep an eye out like long enough.
I've heard a basement den with a door on it is the worst thing you can do for teenagers. Best thing for them, but
sure.
As a parent.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, and if I had anybody over, we were not allowed to close a door ever. We couldn't be in a room with closed doors to begin with. So
you know how to be quiet.
Yeah.
Okay, so what
anyway,
did you paint?
I painted the entire house.
The entire house with flowers.
No. So that was just my style of decor. But then like I got to like just paint rooms. Like I learned how to just like paint a room.
Okay.
So I wanted to paint my bedroom yellow. My mom was like, absolutely. I got to pick out the color.
Oh, lace.
Matched it to my bedspread. That was magnolias.
Yellow is the heart. Yellow and orange are the hardest colors in the world to paint on a wall and get it right because your swatch matches your fabric of your bed and you put it on the wall and it reflects off of itself.
That's
plus
right.
The lighting.
That's right.
And then you're living in a school bus.
Yes.
And you can't sleep.
Except I was very good at picking the colors because I picked this pale yellow. And it was the most perfect, like, creamy.
It's like you called me in the future and asked how to pick yellow.
It was
it should
creamy
look like cream
yellow.
And then it turns yellow on the walls.
I knew that. I knew it. Gosh. I figured it out. You're all so by myself.
You're so talented. All as by a myself. Child.
As a child, yeah. Dude. And so it matched my cornflower blue comforter that had magnolias all over it. And then it had like some little yellow touches to it. And it
I had a magnolia
gorgeous.
Comforter too. Oh, and I was in the north. I don't think that was official. Like you're not supposed to have magnolia comforters in the north.
But we started there. And then so that was my bedroom. And then we painted every other room in the house. And at the time, it's funny that you said rag rolling earlier because that's what we did. We did with the glaze. So we had. Like the hallways were like cream, they were off white, so the whole hallways and the foyer were off white, and then we rag rolled. Or actually, it was the rag. Like we didn't even. It wasn't the rag roller. Like we physically had the rags, and then you dip it in the in the glaze, and then we did the glaze all over the walls, hand dip,
gloves,
all of that. Yeah, but yeah. We had to remove all the wallpaper first because there was fuzzy wallpaper in the hallway.
Oh, fuzzy,
because no one had changed it. The lady who had lived there had lived there the whole
time. 60s.
Yeah, it was from the 60s, and so there was fuzzy wallpaper. We
flock.
I learned how to
flock. Yes. Flock you is a joke.
Yes. So I learned how to remove wallpaper, and then
you probably could have been taller because you were exposed to some pretty strong chemicals when you were a teenager.
I think so as well. I was so
bad. You're lucky to have your eyebrows right now.
Yeah. I was in a model search, and they were like, "Dude, you got like 8.5 size feet. You're gonna be so tall. You're gonna be a model." And I am 5'5", so that was definitely all the paint that
paint and the stripper and. Mm-hmm. Have you ever taken wallpaper off a wall?
Holy shit, dude!
No, I don't think I. My house growing up, we didn't have wallpaper. My grandparents' house, they did do wallpaper, but I never helped them with things like that.
Well, smart.
See, I have installed wallpaper, like the kind that you literally have to like paste the back of the wallpaper and do it, the kind that was already pre-pasted and then you wet it and you hang it. So I have, and border, that was a big deal in the 90s.
Oh.
So girl, so we would paint the rooms. Okay, yes. So the hallways were the cream with the glaze. My mother and father's bedroom was, we did this like peach, this very, very faint peach and peachy pink. And so we did that, and then we glazed over that, and then we hung the border.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, we had to wet the border and hang the border and match the border, and the border had swag. Like that was the style that was on. You know what I'm talking about, like the Roman like swag.
Yeah, that's
like
an
that
homage
was the print
to a classic like what would have been plaster work in a very fancy house.
That's right. That's
18th centuries.
Yes. And we got all of these things from Oriental Trading. Everything that was in the house, all of the comforters matched the border, matched the paint color, matched the everything. Mm. And it was all from Oriental Trading. You remember those catalogs, right?
I think so. I'm trying to. Oh, we had a wallpaper store. I grew up
90s dream. 90s dream.
I grew up on a dirt road in a small town, and we actually had a wallpaper paint store. And I would just go, and you could like going through the wallpaper books that like they smelled so bad.
Oh yeah,
it was formaldehyde. Yes. Literally, I spent my child playing with formaldehyde, and then probably eating lead paint chips.
100%. And then playing on a lead paint, it's definitely not affected you in any way whatsoever.
I'm really good at English, saying people's names right. I don't have dyslexia.
Hey, let me tell you something. That third arm comes in handy. Like, you know, you think.
Oh my gosh.
You get made fun of it, you know, for it, but you know, it's fine.
We put a border. I lived in a basement, and I made one of the rooms in the basement. a Great library sense. And we basically had whatever bookcases were right before IKEA. It was white plastic ones. Yeah. And I put a fox hunting border up in the room and painted the walls like a cranberry, like Ralph Lauren, if Ralph Lauren had no money.
Sure. How old were you?
13.
Oh yeah.
12.
This is 12, 13 was when I was doing, I literally like completely did the whole inside of the house.
I rag rolled an entire huge exercise room, like one of the big rooms in the basement. Mm-hmm. And then the dog walked through the paint and then got his paw pads of green paint onto the carpet.
Baby.
But it was the basement, so who cares?
Yeah.
What I think was hilarious about the rag rolling is I think it was supposed to look a little bit like marble.
And it
was
supposed to be marbling.
I'm here I am in my dirt road.
Mm-hmm.
One-story house in the basement, and these walls are made of marble.
Sure, yeah, we're gonna fool everybody now.
It's Versace meets
exactly.
Little House on the Prairie.
That's what's so funny about that whole look. But yeah, we did every single room. I painted every single room, like the formal living room and the dining room were. We did this. Was it green in there? Yeah, it was this nice like sagey green. that we did in there. And then we did, oh, the big den on the end. That was the garage. Like that was, Forest Green or Hunter Green. Sorry. Well, yeah. Hunter Green, of yeah. course, yeah. because it's the '90s. Yeah. So Hunter Green and then we had Hunter Green tiles for the
Ashley.
Floor.
Oh, yeah. The pink yeah. and the green. Mm-hmm. Sailor yeah. things were cool. Oh, yeah, anything yeah, yeah. like rich white people did in the early 1900s we're signing up
a lot
for.
Of burgundies, greens yes. and yellows were in that house.
I lived in DC in the like 1999 mm-hmm. until 2005, and I used to go, I called it urban hiking. And I would just walk and I'd at sunset and look in people's rooms, and every house basically in DC had a cranberry dining mm-hmm. room.
Yep. I want to say ours, we had a cranberry burgundy, room. Burgundy. Yeah. We yeah. had a burgundy room. I can't remember which room was burgundy. Maybe the living room was the sage green. And then I think the formal living room was burgundy.
Okay.
Either way. Yes.
So I went to college. I came back and my parents had repainted everything. And I don't blame them. Sure. They're like, oh, yeah. she's gone. We don't have to have a marbleized room that has no windows. Like, it was so dark. It was so dark. They painted it.
See, what's funny? You did that to your room. My parents let me go buck wasn't wild my room. In the whole house.
Yeah. No, this was just like a communal
It was
space.
A family room. Okay, yeah.
I did. Okay. Yeah. So we had a drop ceiling. You know what a drop ceiling
of
is?
Of course, yep.
And I faux finished the metal that held in the styrofoam ceiling tiles because mm-hmm. I'm fancy like mm-hmm, that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I sponge painted an antique piece of furniture that a great grandfather made that I never met, and I got in trouble.
See, I knew not to touch antiques. I knew that I could fuck with like cheaper furniture, but I knew I could not mess with antiques. And I knew antiques because my grandparents were, well, like to say they were antiquers. They were hoarders, but they had
collectors. Antique. Thank you very much. Sure, You're sure. in my costume closet. Okay.
So yeah, they always had they had junk stores for years. And my grandma always liked to call. I just lost my grandma like a year and a half ago.
Oh,
suddenly, no, thank you, I appreciate it. But my whole family's like super young, so it was shocking.
Oh, she was 35.
Yeah, she was like 40. But yeah, so super young. And lost her suddenly, but she always had stuff, and she loved antiques, and she understood like dishes, and she understood every single era of like of style and all of that. So mm-hmm. she understood like dishes and furniture and all that stuff. But then she also loved junk too. So like it was both. So they had these, I don't even know what to call the stores. I always say antique stores to just make it easy across the board, but they're definitely like a mix of shit. But for years, so one of her stores was, her name was Jackie. So Jackie and then my grandpa Jim, who I still have, it was Jim and Jack's Trash and Treasures was one of their stores in Warner Robins. And then after that, they had...
So you come by this genetically.
Oh, yeah. And then the other store that they had was Now and Then Antiques and Treasures or something like that. Antiques, Trash and
yes,
Treasures
and
or something.
Yes, and I'm signed up to go.
Already, right?
Like, yeah, I'm going to sign a treasure.
Yeah, and that was their whole thing. So we would go to yard sales and garage sales constantly as a child. Like, my grandparents would babysit me in the summers, and I spent my entire childhood pulling over on the side of the road in the car with my grandmother and her going, go through that over there. Get out and go through that. And it would be a fucking ditch. Like, and I'm just like crawling through kudzu, just like, oh okay, gosh. Grandma. And I'm just like going, she's
poison
like, hold
ivy.
That up. What is that? Yeah. Just getting covered in poison oak, poison
ticks.
Ivy, ticks, bugs, chiggers, absolutely. And just going and grabbing whatever she couldn't get. And she'd be like, go get this, go look at this. Is that something? And just pulling over in front of people's houses and just being like, that's something that's near the side of the road. She'd be like, go get that. And I'm like,
oh.
That's Grandma, I think these people are moving in. Like, I don't think we can take their stuff. Like, I don't think they're throwing this away.
This is a thing. If we tried to donate some outdoor furniture, we put it by the road. It was gone before the organization could come pick it up.
Yeah,
it was
from my grandma. Yeah,
that's what I used to, whenever I would try to get rid of things, like, not just try, but like, be like, oh, I don't need this TV anymore. Someone's like, what are you going to do with them? I'm like, oh, I'm going to go put it on the curb. And then I'm going to go inside, and then 2 hours
someone
later...
Someone will take it in minutes.
Yeah, like 2 hours. It's us. Not even 2 hours.
It's
like,
our family. So our family were those people. So we were the ones going and doing
that's
that.
Where I recognize you
that's
from.
That's where you know. You've seen me dragging a lazy boy. You saw a nine-year-old dragging a lazy boy through a yard and putting it in the back of your grandparents' truck. Like, that's what I was doing as a kid. So, yeah, I...
You're called a picker.
Pickers. Yes, exactly. So I did that. Well, and here's what's even funnier. So those are the grandparents that I grew up with. None of this you asked for. I'm sorry. But I guess I'm nerdy now.
This is completely on topic. Yeah.
So then I get old. So I had on that.
The theme was interior design mistakes, and you haven't made any yet. So.
Oh, so many. So many. When you do your own shit, like, and there's no one there to like to say if it's good or
as
not.
As a child, you were doing it perfectly. If you got yellow right as a child, I don't know what you're doing comedy.
Girl, I still to this day, like, I would love to revisit that house and see if there are people and if they kept that yellow in that room because it was such a perfect yellow. And yellow is the hardest. I agree with you 1,000% on that. But then we're going to get into my current mistakes, and yellow plays a role into that. So let's get ready. But what was I saying?
Your grandparents.
Grandparents.
Pickers.
They were so those were the grandparents. So that's my mom's mother. So my biological mother and my biological grandmother, and then my step-grandpa, Jim. So Jim and Jackie. My mom's dad had ran off. He was a piece of shit. Deadbeat grandpa ran off with another lady named Beverly, left my grandma pregnant with my Uncle Randy, and it was just a nightmare, and left her with three kids and no pot to piss in and all that whole story. He ran off. Well, my dad's mom also, like, was a deadbeat. So she lived up in Virginia. She always like took care of the grandkids up there that were near her. And here I was, the one of the second or third oldest grandkid.
Your dad's mom was a deadbeat?
Yeah.
Oh.
So she.
Plot twist.
Yeah. And his real dad was up until he was 30 and he finally met his real dad for the first time. He had gotten another woman pregnant. Multiple families, like I have a whole bunch of like secret cousins and all this stuff. Like military does all that to people, I guess.
Well, it's all, I mean, the. Sex education in the South is just so ironclad.
Virginia
Beach. Not the South.
Beach is like, you're at DC. Like, that is not the South.
Dude, I grew up in upstate New York and I went to college in Virginia and everyone's like, oh, you're going so far South.
Here's the thing. There's trashy people
all over the country.
Everyone wants to say.
Have you ever been to California? Plenty of rednecks out there.
Everyone wants to say that there's only trashy people in the South. No.
Then you never been to Alberta, Canada, because those people are trashy as hell.
Ooh,
so
terrible people.
Oh yeah,
can be
take
everywhere.
That, Alberta. I want beef with Alberta, Canada. There are so many white trash people everywhere. Okay. Anyway, so besides the point. But this was military. These were military bases.
Okay.
So that's where all that. Long story short, Dad's mom. Amy, R.I.P. Oh. Sorry.
That's okay. How did she spell it?
Amy, the
way
you do.
That's okay.
So she
was ahead of her time because that name wasn't cool till the 70s.
Oh, shit. Well, okay. She was born in the 40s.
She was probably the first Amy.
Might have been, actually. And there's a ton of Amys on that side of the family, by the way.
Oh.
So she, oddly enough.
No wonder they named you Lace.
Right? Yeah. My mom went totally opposite direction. Well, so. I never called her grandma my entire life. And I think the other kids called her Nana, I think was her name. I called her Amy my entire life. Sorry.
You didn't respect her enough.
Did not at all. Yeah. Still don't. I mean, I say RIP. I barely mean it. I mean it for my father's sake. Like, it was still his mother and he loved her and she did what she could for her kids. But I'm not going to fake that with a woman who had full blown access to me. She could have easily. Yes, she lived in Virginia, but she damn sure made. So she handmade everything. So this is where it all comes in. I only met the woman a handful of times in my life. But then I finally like saw her when I was like a tween and we go up to visit and I was, you know, of course, standoffish and pissed and whatever. Like, I have no interest in her. I barely know the bitch.
As a child, are you absorbing everything your parents are talking about in the car ride up? They're like, bah, 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 bah. Like, she's this, she's that.
Oh, I've always known all of those things. But I also knew that I had other grandparents who there was not a single day of my life that I didn't feel loved and acknowledged by those people.
Mm-hmm.
And they did what they could with what they had all the time. And they acknowledged every holiday, everything. They talked to me all the time. I saw them all the time. Mm-hmm. She had a working phone. Never once in my entire life. I mean, she died like within the last decade. She died like nine years ago.
Uh-huh.
And never once picked up the phone to call. Like, she would talk to my dad on the phone and not ask to talk to the kids.
Oh.
But here's what's so crazy about genetics.
Was she asking her dad for money and she can't ask kids for money? Look who's
connecting
the dots, following the succession.
Okay. Very succession with none of the money. So here's what's so wild about genetics, though, right? So I had the picker side on my mom's side, the hoarder, collector, do stuff, DIY, get everything, make the best out of what you have, like paint things, use things, put things up, maximalist like style and all of this. And we like obsess over collector's items and things that we love and we hold on to everything. Then I go up, like I said, like as a tween, and we're up in Virginia visiting Amy, and I go into her weird little apartment. And lo and behold, she has hand-painted scenes on every wall in her entire apartment.
Oh.
She hand-painted bookshelves that weren't there.
Oh, wow.
She made bookshelves with books and trinkets and things all over. She had floral painting on every little thing, every like frame around a door, a mirror, a wall. Like she had hand painted intricately. She made vines. I'll never forget. She painted plants on the wall and then drew the vines, hand painted the vines all over the whole walls throughout the room, like pothos, like vines everywhere. And she like handmade, she crocheted, she crafted, she did all this stuff, and she made full-blown dollhouses like by hand, and
with,
she
like, wallpaper,
she could
and lighting
do
and everything.
Yes, she did like full-blown dollhouses. Yes,
this is why she can't talk to you. She needs to get more money from your dad to pay for her dollhouses.
Exactly, for all the paints and stuff. But it was like, it was wild though, walking into a room of somebody or a home of somebody that you are so genetically close with, but you're not close with physically, you know, but you have zero relationship with, and then going, we're so alike
and yet so far apart.
It was heartbreaking, but so revealing. Like it was wild to like walk into this room and be like, oh my god, this was my instinct. My instinct as a kid was like to paint things on things,
yes,
and to create things that weren't there.
And that's what's in your imagination is stronger than what's in your reality, and you're gonna bridge the gap. And that's what she was doing.
She was doing the same thing.
I feel like that actually might be something that all humans do, but especially when you are up against you don't have all the means to do things, and you're like, at least I can do this.
Yeah,
I can make this nice for myself.
Yes, yeah. But we also had the instinct of like, you know, creating our own little realities, and it was wild to like, because it was so painful because I wish that I had known her that she cared about me, but I was so angry at her, but it was just crazy to be like, oh my god, I'm just like her in so many ways. You know, but to see all that in person. So anyway, the DIY thing comes, it comes honest. Like there's just, there's nothing I could have done to make myself more of that kind of person, because it was clearly just in my blood. It was going to happen one way or the other on both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. And pretty then I've cool. carried that along through my whole life. Like you've been two of my houses like that.
They're
I've
lovely.
Lived in.
You're great at decorating. And I feel like you're so good too at like hair and makeup and.
Yeah. I feel like that crosses over. Right.
And you're like, I'm going to do
it
myself.
I'm going to do it myself. And that's what we did as kids. Like, and I started doing pageants when I was 13 years old, and we didn't know what the fuck we were doing when we were doing that stuff. And my mom and I, we just figured it out. We always just figured it out.
Trial and error.
Yeah. But I was like, even prior to like doing pageants and stuff as a kid, the first thing I wanted to do, the second I could reach it, I wanted to iron my own clothes. I wanted to figure out how to watch my mom curl her hair with a curling iron every day. And I was like, teach me how to do that. Teach me how to use rollers. Teach me how to use a curling iron. And she's like, okay. So at like 9 years old, I was learning. I learned how to put rollers in my hair. I learned how to use a curling iron.
Yeah.
And
you're firstborn all the way, and possibly an old soul. It's like these kids that come out first are like, okay, I'm here and I've got to do some stuff. Can I drive a car?
I wanted to drive immediately.
Pay the taxes.
I wanted to be an adult. I wanted to be a full grown adult, which, you know, my mom has always said, like, you're not raising kids, you're raising adults.
Yeah,
so it is partially like my mom and dad like giving us more responsibility, you know, just to make sure that we were prepared for life.
I would love to give both of my children the same amount of responsibility, but I can only be like for one of them be stuff I don't care about because he's just so like he's like it's fascinating seeing the different personalities at play. And you have a sister, so you know I don't have any siblings, and some people's brains just come out and are like, oh, you could get hit by a car. Mm-hmm. Like, where are you?
My sister and I are so similar and so different. It's so weird. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. They're not all the same. You can't, all kids are not created equal. They're not created equal. At all. Yeah. But yeah, the DIY stuff, it was somewhat out of necessity, but also I feel like it was just in there. It was just going to happen one way or the other.
I have this like fantasy of you being like a Southern woman, like your hair and curlers up in a do-rag or like a kerchief.
You put a kerchief over
it. Like biscuits are in the oven and you're painting.
Yes.
And you're just humming.
Yes.
And the sun's coming in. It's dappling you.
Yes. 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 That's the other version of me. But instead, it's just
Spanish
me
moss.
High on the couch instead. Looking around at all the mistakes I've made in my current living room. And I'm like, fuck, I need to repaint this living room. But these vaulted ceilings are so high.
They're so high. They're so high. Vaulted ceilings. That's so a younger man's game.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm too old for this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was easy to paint the old house because it was a 1940s bungalow.
Yeah.
And it was small. You've been in my old house.
Yeah, you just need a step stool. You don't even need a ladder. Yeah. You just need a step stool.
Yeah. Just need a step stool. That's I would honestly just stand on the couches. Like, I wouldn't. That's how I dealt with the ceiling.
Did you put your wet paint brushes, wrap it in cellophane, and stick in the freezer?
Absolutely. So that's exactly
night,
what I do.
You get home, that's you make right. your margarita, mm-hmm. and then you start painting again.
Yeah. No other way to paint but drunk. But
I would have friends over, mm-hmm. make a pitcher of margaritas,
yes.
and we would paint.
Old-fashioned paint party.
Old-fashioned paint party.
Well, speaking of which, can you come and join my upcoming old-fashioned paint party that I need to have? Because I've made massive, massive Ooh. Interior design mistakes recently. Okay. Very recently.
Do we need pictures for it, or can you explain it?
I will explain.
Okay.
So, we talked about how good I am at picking hues, okay? I'm really good at that.
Yes.
I did. So,
what brand? What finish? My armpits are already sweating.
I know.
Go.
Okay, so, okay. This is so bad. Well,
let's
start with what I did right. Yeah, please. So, let's start with what I did right. So, my husband and I bought a house in 2020, right before, it was October 2020, right before the boom, right before the crash or whatever you want to call it, the real estate boom, really,
yeah.
when everything, so we got this stupid huge house in Marietta for what is now, and this is not even an exaggeration by any means, it is now, based on Zillow, worth $200,000 more than it was worth when we bought it. It was a steal. We lucked up and we got it because
Mazel tov.
Yes, thank you. We're in a mixed neighborhood of homes. So there's homes everywhere from the 40s up into the early 2000s. And this house is sitting on a place where there was a home from the 40s that had burned down. Ooh. And this house was built in 2002 by that same family. They built a new house. And they went big. So it's a ranch, but it's a full finished basement in this ranch.
I could live in there.
And it's got two garages, downstairs garage, upstairs garage. Upstairs has three How bedrooms. Do you
have does it go around the back? I was going to say, because sometimes the fancy ones have elevators for your car. Okay. There's a house.
It turns out your house isn't as nice as you thought.
Yeah. Feeling good about myself till she mentioned some houses have elevators
for
cars.
Do you have an elevator in your house?
There's a house.
For a car?
Eight houses down that way. Mm. It has an elevator in the garage and to go up. And then you park your other car.
Okay, no.
What the?
No.
I know.
We don't have a parking structure in our home. We're also in Marietta, so let's just relax. And not a great part, but it's fine. It's fine. It's a fine
beautiful.
Part.
It looks bucolic.
It's adorable. Yes, thank you.
There was the fields and things. I love that.
Yeah, sure. There's a llama farm nearby, so that's
maybe
that's
what
cool
I
thing.
Saw.
Yeah, I think that's what you saw. But so our other house was two doors down from this house. So that 1940s bungalow, two doors down from this sprawling 2002 ranch.
Okay.
But anyway, so love the house that we got. Lucked up, got it. Very cool. And anybody listening who's like, she's being bragging, she's made it. No. We have a tenant in the basement. So we have, it's a full-blown apartment down there. It has, we put laundry down there and everything. So kitchen, bathroom, all of that. We have someone who lives and pays to live in our basement. Like, it's fine. And we have to, you know.
Are they nice?
Lovely, best people, person in the whole world. Like they are. He's a dude who works in a tree company with our friend Hillary R. Heath's tree company.
Yeah.
So her dad has a tree company, and this is one of the tree guys. And she was like, "We got a guy who's looking for a place to live.
Can he? Because usually those are rock climbers. Is he ripped?
Oh, ripped. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude can like climb a tree.
Calm down, Amy. You already got a rock climber.
But listen, he's like,
do you have a pool? Can he clean it?
We want a pool, but I know that I'd be the one
taking
care of it.
Just pretend you have a pool.
Yeah, like, can you just here's the cool thing he does though, is he's super into birds. And he has placed a ton of bird feeders all in our backyard. Yes. And so he's got his own little patio underneath, under the deck. But then he's also put bird feeders everywhere else. And he's like, hey, can I put more bird feeders? And I'm like, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
I can tell you why he wants to put bird feeders up.
He fills up all the bird feeders with bird seed all the time. And he sits out there and watches. He gets high and watches all the birds.
Let me tell you why he. Okay, this is.
I should have said that on a podcast that he gets high outside. But
no, it's fine.
People are getting high.
Dude. Yeah. It's get high and watch birds.
This is why he's putting the bird feeders up, because we took down a big tree.
Mm-hmm. All birds in it. Yeah.
And a bird on one of the guys who was taking it down kept standing on his head like, where's my house? Oh. My babies were in there.
I think that's what it is. I think he lives with deep regret that he's taken down so many birds'
his
houses.
His job is destroying
Amy,
communities.
I think you hit the nail on the freaking
and he's just
head.
And he's got to come home and have PTSD. He's got to get high and watch the, and be watch happy the bird. With the food. And I'm
you know what
sorry.
What else he's done? Like, this is how lovely of this is, like, what a gorgeous soul this person is. He also has he befriended a chipmunk in the yard. He trained this chipmunk. He got him closer and closer and closer to him. And he's out there and he's like, look, I've trained him. And he's like, he comes over and the chipmunk now comes up to his hand and gets little nibbles out of his hand with the stuff on this little porch. So literally could not have a better person living in our house.
He's clearly not a psychopath, because he feels remorse for his
job. That's right. And I don't know what he does down there, but he comes and goes as he pleases. He's got his own little driveway, his own little area, his own little everything. He's lovely. He pays on time. We love him to death. So great person.
That's lovely.
So just in case anybody was like, oh, Lacey's made it. She's got two houses. And here's the thing. Here's the house. You've been in it. You've seen my dining room. The first thing that I did in this house that we bought, people flipped it. They painted the whole inside the house gray. So the whole house
that was
just
very
great.
Popular.
Yes, when we bought
they pickled wood, like this pickle finish right here. This is like taking everything and turning it gray and pickling it for when I first moved up 10 years ago.
Yes.
That was very popular.
Well, so this house was flipped 2 years ago when we bought it. And it's just all just plain. But they did a great job with it. I like the color of the hardwood floors they picked. It's fine. The walls are all gray. So it just needed something. It needed some stuff. So I started with the dining room. And it's a big open floor plan up top. You've seen it. So it's the living room. You walk in, big vaulted ceilings, huge fireplace in the living room. Ideal. And then that is big open into the dining room and into the kitchen. You can see everything. Well, I took the little dining room area and I hung wallpaper.
It's beautiful, blue, botanical.
It's Rifle Paper Company, which is my favorite.
It's lovely.
Love it. I hung it.
It's rich tone, like a dark blue, navy. And then you painted the trim to match.
And I painted all the trim.
Girl,
and
we've got America. Well, the world needs to paint their trim to match their walls.
Yes.
Don't look at this room right now because it's old. Like, you have to paint your trim to match the walls.
And I learned that from you, honestly. So when I did that room, I immediately like went to being at your house and I was like, I pictured your green room, all of your other rooms, where I was like, oh my God, when the trim matches the wall, matches the molding.
And
I was like, oh my God. Yeah. And you walked into my house for the first time after I had done my wallpaper back in June at my America's Got Talent watch party.
Oh my God. Did you guys hear that? Lace was on America's Got Talent. Did I say that at the beginning? It was so exciting.
You walked in and the first thing out of your mouth was, your wallpaper gives me sexual feelings. And I was like,
that sounds like
this
me.
This makes me so happy now.
It's perfect.
And it gives me as well. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I was so proud of my work in there. Okay. And then I just, every day for like a fucking year, I was like, I've got to do more things in the house to like go along with this room. I've done this room and now it's like divided in between. Now it's a separate thing and this open floor plan, but I got to do more stuff. Amy?
Are you struggling with your floor plan? Because it's a big space and I could see how it would be tricky.
Oh, I fucked up.
What'd you do? Did you drill a hole in the wood floor and I can't go back?
It's not that bad. It's paint. It's all paint.
Okay,
but
it's redoable.
So I started with the kitchen and I picked like a creamy cream. I found out after it's got on the walls that
it's yellow.
Yeah.
You knew this. Young Lace knew that cream means yellow.
And I did that in the kitchen and I was like, it'll be okay. It'll be fine. All my cabinets are white in the kitchen. My countertops are all marble, black, speckle or black marble and black and white marble. And then the island in the middle is black and white marble. And then the counters are speckled.
I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. This is, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
It's not marble. It's granite.
No.
But, or
no.
Wait, what?
Where the cabinets that you painted.
I didn't paint the cabinets. Only the walls. God. Only the walls. No, the cabinets are still white.
If they were in store painted, like with like when you buy cabinets and they're painted like properly, it's like a car finish almost.
Yes,
very durable. And then you come in there with
you can't paint those. No.
Your brush and your primer.
Baby girl, I have painted many of already finished cabinets. And I know
if it's a shitty cabinet, go for it. But if it's been like professionally done, then you gotta just. Yeah.
Those must stay white. I'm keeping all of those white.
And now they have cream
walls. I painted
the wall. That means they look dirty.
Yes.
White next to cream looks dirty.
It's so bad in the kitchen,
it probably looks like a grease stain.
Yep. And that's not the worst thing I did. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
So floor plan wise, so there's that kitchen. There's that gorgeous dining room that I did. I went full Amy Gibbs Brown in the dining room. So proud of it. Already fucked up the kitchen. went into the living room, this huge sprawling living room with huge vaulted ceilings, big old fireplace. It's also the same color as the foyer. You can't not do the foyer as well as the whole thing because it's all one
connected.
Kind of big space.
Yeah.
I picked a color.
I'm getting nervous.
You should be. You should be very nervous because here's where I made the biggest mistake of all. I picked a color. I hung the color, the little sample on the wall for a long time. I looked at it. And I was like, this is good. This will be good in here. This works. It's a green.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm still on board.
It's a good green.
Okay. Is it?
It's called Bonsai Pot.
Bright green?
No.
Spring green? Sage green.
It's more of a sagey. I would put it in the sagey, grayy more category.
So
yeah.
Does it look gray on the sample
not,
and it turns green
yellow.
On the wall like we've learned from our lessons in the past? Mm-hmm. Or would it look green on the sample and now it looks like
Here's what's worse. It gets worse.
you're starring in Wicked.
Listen,
is that what's happening?
No, it's not that. It's not that green. So I put the sample up. I look at it for a while. I'm happy with it. One of the guys who works for one of my husband's companies, I say, hey, he painted the kitchen, by the way, too. And I was fine with that. I was around when he did the kitchen and I was like, oh, this is probably a mistake, but I'm going to let him finish. I had said, hey, can you do our living room? He goes, yeah, absolutely. He was supposed to do it once, twice, three times. He was supposed to do it. Couldn't do it. I had to go out of town for work. And I think this is the time that I was out of town for like a solid week or 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
He calls and he's like, hey, can I do it this week? And I was like, well, I'm not in town. You're going to have to coordinate with my husband and you're going to have to come in and do it. And just see. And I was already nervous. I was already like, but then there's a part of me that was like, no, I've looked at the sample 100 times. Amy, I had already bought like
you
3 gallons. It was already there at the house.
Labor versus?
I had never even attempted to put it on the walls. I was not there to see the first stroke on the walls.
Yeah.
$1,000 mistake later.
Okay. I'm on board. That's okay.
The whole thing is finished without me there.
Oh.
Wasn't there.
I cannot wait to see it. Can you send a picture to us?
I have it.
And then we can put it on the podcast. In the picture.
And I don't know how bad it's going to come across in the pictures as it is when you're physically in there and you're looking at it compared to the dining room and everything else.
Okay.
And the trim is all white still.
Oh.
I wanted everything the same color, but I'm glad I didn't now because I hate it.
Yeah.
I walk into my house with a heart full of hate.
Well, that's a good way to enter your love space with your husband. It just come on in.
Fury.
Have just fireballs coming out
of
your eyeballs and be like, how are you, husband?
The kind of green that it looks like now and with the white trim, it looks like when you buy a house that has not been updated since the 90s and you come in and you're like, we got to fix this room.
You've gone back to your roots. Just basically.
I went back to the house
Laura Ashley
that I painted for my parents.
Would it
in
make
the
a
late
great
90s.
Shiny ball gown with puff sleeves? That you could wear,
and now it
to
is not. It's not just a room; it is the biggest tallest room in the whole house, the room that has the most light in the whole house.
Yeah.
Here's the worst part. So he did it when I wasn't there. My whole goal with painting the whole living room was like, I want to redecorate the living room. I wanted to take everything off the walls, reorder stuff, reorganize. He painted around all of the nails.
Yeah.
And
put it back up.
And put everything back on the walls.
That's what he's supposed to do. That's what a painter does.
And I wasn't there, though. So this is my big mistake.
Yes, you've learned a lesson.
I learned a huge lesson, and I am every day I live in my house that I am like, I hate this color.
The CEO can't leave when there's painting being done. So this is, okay.
It's so bad.
Painting pigment is so hard. It's based on...
I want it all white. I want it all white now.
The kind of lighting you have, mm-hmm. the amount of windows you've had. I've had a client who lived in a Tudor house,
mm-hmm.
very small windows, very English style.
Yeah.
Her house ate pigment. I was like, I used all the colors I'd use mm-hmm. in other homes, Center Hall Colonials, mm-hmm. modern, and the color would be there. All of them turned gray in her home.
Mm-hmm.
So you always have to put samples up on different walls
yep.
so you can see what it looks like, because it'll look different.
There's so much light that comes into that living room. And it ruins the.
Please send me a picture. Bad. Promise me you'll send me a picture.
I will.
Okay, it's and we'll so stick bad. It. We'll stick
but
it.
But now
on.
I know for sure, because I don't think I would have known if I wouldn't have done that I wanted it all white.
Well, that's a good
because it started gray.
This is part of your journey. You know how when you have a joke and it doesn't do well and you tweak it and it gets better, you have to just throw it in the garbage. This is a joke you throw in the. You know better than I do. This is a joke you throw in the garbage, and it's $1,000 joke. So that's sucks.
The problem. That's the problem.
But you're
I'm
about
a working
to make it,
comic.
You're about to make it big.
I'm not afraid. Yeah.
And you'll be like, $1,000. That's just a flight from New York to L.A.
I will still. It doesn't matter because my growing up in a trailer like will never. You can't. It does. I don't care. I don't have money. But if I ever even did, it would still. My brain will always still work.
I think you're more mad at yourself for
as a
not
kid,
being perfect.
I was mad that it wasn't. Yes, I'm mad that
this
I made that big of a mistake.
Conversation I would have with my husband because he's trying to be perfect all the time.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Chalk
yeah,
you
yeah.
down from the ledge.
Yeah.
You're
that
on your
I made
journey.
That kind of mistake.
And also, like, you've been very busy and under stress. I had a friend who picked a bunch of paint colors for her house when she had just moved and she was pregnant. And
ooh,
all of
a big mistake. That's like cutting bangs when you're depressed.
Yes. She's like,
don't cut your own bangs when you're drunk.
She
and
was
depressed.
Yelling at us, yeah. her husband, like, who and the painter? Who lets a pregnant woman pick colors? She was going crazy. I had to redo my whole house.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, have we been? Okay,
we're getting. I love this is what I love about this podcast. I've told Amy that she's very infectious with how
this
into things she is.
And
ours. Yeah. We all had a couple of cocktails. We all had a couple
Where's
of cocktails.
Waiter.
Hey, waiter.
Waiter.
Can I get some more margaritas over here? I'm just going to get real southern on this one. We are getting to the 50-minute mark. So
yeah,
if you want to
so
start doing.
So we have a
doing,
special thing at the end.
For yeah.
It's just a nerdy questionnaire. We figure out like where.
Okay.
It's just more like, you know how, did you ever have the Avon lady tell you your colors?
Of course.
So this is like that.
I just was on a podcast last week where I talked about how I was tricked by Mary Kay reps multiple times in my 20s.
Ooh.
Where they would stop me in like a Kroger or somewhere else and they would be like, you are beautiful. And I'm like,
yes, you are.
I'm sorry, what? I love the way you do your makeup. And I was terrible at my makeup in my 20s.
Oh, you probably didn't need it. You don't need
well,
it now.
Also then, didn't. But yeah, oh, I do now. But yeah, that's how they'd snag me. Yeah,
and they make you buy
and
stuff?
I would end
or
up,
they have you model for
well,
free?
I end up, no, didn't get to do any of that. But I did end up in multiple strange women's garages getting speeches about how I should sell Mary Kay and having the color match things
oh,
and all that. And then
God.
Almost invested so many times.
Oh.
And never did.
You know
don't
what?
Know how, but yes, I know
that
what you're
never happened
about.
To
yes.
me.
And I am an autumn, in case you're wondering.
I was. we had an aunt. We had a lovely aunt that was an Avon lady. And
my great grandmother sold Avon.
Did she?
Yeah.
And she was like a sweet, sweet lady. So mm. she'd be like, "These are free. They're for you." Mm-hmm. Like it was never. Mm-hmm. But I'm so like you almost got pulled into a club or what's that called?
A pyramid
cult
scheme.
It's called an MLM.
Cult.
Yeah.
We call it multi-level marketing. That's,
yeah. Now they call them MLMs, mm-hmm. but it's still a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
So I feel a little bit like comedy for me is a pyramid scheme because I'm just like, friends, can you please come see my show?
It is. Well, and I'm at the top of the pyramid because I started the comedy
here's
class.
Here's the difference between...
And I'm like, hey, if you got a friend, take my class. Did you have a friend who was
going to say, between the difference between comedy and pyramid schemes, no one in comedy is telling me that you can make money off of it.
That's true. That is the very clear. I promise no one nothing.
There is many things that link the two together, but the only difference is when someone's like, how can I make a living on this? Oh, you cannot.
Oh, you cannot. This is a
fun hobby or a way to mask your drinking problem as an asset. That's
for the listeners. I threw my head to the back of this very nice high back chair.
It's got a wood back, and I've done it. I've
a
done
pickled
it too.
Wood back.
I've hurt my neck so bad on that. I know how you feel.
That was so fucking funny and so true. But yes, I promise. So I guess it's not. It's definitely a cult.
I have
started a cult, but it is definitely not an MLM because
it's
I promise
an upfront cult.
Nothing. Yeah, like, and I say upfront.
It's not. Yeah, it's not like an Oracle where they're like, these things are great. You're like, no. This is a bad idea. But also, here's the thing.
We're all here because we're so fucked up. Like but we're in here because we have problems.
Yeah, if you're going to get into this.
I'm just lonely.
Every woman in there, and it's not only women now, by the way. We talked about my class, the Laugh Lab, by the way, if anyone's interested. Classes available now that you can sign up for.
Yeah, there'll be links in the description.
Yeah, so I tell people up front. I'm like, I know. And then week one, I'm like, why are you here? Like, what's your reason? What's your goal? What's your whatever? And people, 99% of the time, I mean, it's just people going, oh, it's impossible to make friends as an adult. And I need to get the hell out of my house, away from my husband.
And you're like,
wife.
This is perfect for you then.
Yep. And I'm like, then you're in the right place. And then every now and then, you know, there's probably a little tiny pocket of people in every class that are like, I think I can do this. Like, I think I could be a comedian. And I'm, and it's usually few and far between. And I'm usually like, yeah, you're the ones who are going to stick to it for the most part. Like,
if you
really want
to
do
it and you keep listening to your things, I'm like, oh, that didn't get a laugh. I've got to change it.
But it's very, it's more disciplined than people think that it is. Mm-hmm. And I think once people figure out, and that's the thing is when people go, aren't you worried about like, you know, creating competition and this? Never. Oh, number one, because first of all, there's an audience for everyone on the planet. There's not enough comedians.
There's not enough
enough women comedians.
There's enough white men comedians with beards and flannel shirts.
That's
I'll say
right.
that.
That's
there's
right.
enough of those.
But I do teach co-ed classes now too, and I will say that the types of dudes who take my classes are super cool because they know I teach it and they know that it's female dominated and they know all the instructors are women and they're cool with that.
I have to say, I've been just pleasantly surprised with the male comics for the most part. They've been lovely, progressive, fantastic. And I feel like it's because what we are all doing at the end of the day is theater. Mm-hmm. And so these are all theater nerds. They're sensitive. They're here to do self-expression. And yes, there's pockets of those bad guys, but I think they're like traveling ones and things like that. The ones that are hanging out at
the
open
mic.
The
ones in Atlanta, nice. I feel like Atlanta is one of the better scenes in the country for stand-up comedy. And I will pat myself on the back and say that I think that creating Laugh Lab 5 years ago is a big part of that, because now most of the shows ran in town are by people who came through the program. And I'm very upfront with, it's not going to make you money. It's hard work. It's not easy. And here's the do's and don'ts.
You might get a drinking problem from it.
Hey, you already got one. So let's make use of it. Like, you know, but I'm very clear. You know this. I mean, at the end of the class, I mean, I do a panel. I do a business of comedy panel at the end of the. Oh, by the way. Do you want to come and do?
Anytime.
At the next one?
Sure.
I love this. This is second time during the show that there's been booking talks.
Yes.
Well, wait, are you free this Sunday?
What depends
on
time.
In the afternoon, one.
No,
four.
I have an alumni get together at my house.
Okay, then I will get you.
Super Rock College forever.
For the next one then. But yes, if you ever want to come back and talk to the former students.
Happy to do it.
Anytime
you need
me. Okay, awesome.
I want to give a shout out to your class too. Your class is the reason why I actually know Amy now.
I love that.
Because the class that she graduated with, you put on a show at the basement. Shout out to past guest J-Star. You put on that show. You headlined in that show, and I filmed that show, and that's actually how I met Amy forever ago back in the day.
Yeah. So, 5 years ago. Amy took the second class I ever taught.
And I met you because of your husband, right. And I was telling Amy before this, watching all the organic comedy tours, like documentary tours, that's whenever y'all first like met, and I was like watching the footage, like, dating by the time I was working on it.
By that time,
but it was just like
That was our first time, 30 days, like on the road. 30, yeah. 22
That's
shows,
trial by fire, with 30 days, a loved one, yes,
on the road. Together.
I went backpacking in Europe with my husband, and we came back and got engaged right away. I'm like, if we can survive,
thrown into the flames, yeah. But I'm very clear about what comedy is, and I think the ones who stick around are down for the challenge, and they also want to make a better scene, and they're like, if I'm going to give my time and energy to something, I want it to be a pleasant experience as opposed to the tropes of stand-up comedy, which are, you know, it's so abrasive and abusive and all of these. It doesn't have to be.
I think if you also have people in the space who are used to a proper work environment, then they're setting the tone for the community. They're
exactly.
Like, this is how you are a professional.
And I'm thankful. I'm happy to say that the trickle down of the class and then getting people, because my whole goal in my class, I'll treat this as a little advertisement for what Laugh Lab is, but it's a 6-week course, and I encourage creativity. I encourage being open and honest and exploratory, and then we taper it down and we work on being professional. And then, you know, we start big and we work it down to like, hey, here is the best version of yourself that you can present on stage. And it is always important to show up to every gig, whether paid or not, as professional as you can possibly be. And I want people to look good, feel good, sound good every time they get on stage, period. Whatever their style is, I want them to leave there going, this was a good investment of my time, money, and energy. Because you're not going to make much back off of it, but you can get so many non-monetary rewards,
especially
if you speak as a living
for your work.
That's right.
It's, oh my god, such a good investment.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
we got to be silly now.
Sorry.
Okay,
silly.
It's fine. You're great. Okay.
This is only the fourth hour of talking that I've done today, I've done today. So it's fine.
You're so good.
Everything's fine.
You're
everything's
so good at talking. I'll get you another margarita in a second.
I need
hold
four
on.
More margaritas, folks.
We're almost done.
I am high on my own adrenaline. Like, I was on Larry the Cable Guy's show earlier today for a solid hour, like just chit-chatting with him and five other people, like in a Zoom live on Sirius XM. And then I immediately went into recording my own podcast with a huge guest. And then I am now here with this amazing, like,
it's a big
too
day.
Many things.
You're so good at talking.
And then I fly to Michigan tomorrow.
Have you packed?
Absolutely.
Why don't you bring your paint samples with you?
I just found out yesterday that it is going to be 20-something degrees in Michigan for the next 3 days.
I lived in Colorado for 5 years. Do you need me to give you a jacket?
Please,
I'll give you a jacket afterwards.
Okay. Amy, yes. Seriously.
I have
what size shoe do you wear?
I can help that too. Okay. Have you ever owned... Okay, wait. Have you ever been to Comic-Con?
No.
Or Dragon Con?
No.
Okay. Have you ever owned or ridden on a unicycle?
No.
Owned a woodwind instrument?
Yes!
Which one?
Wait, a recorder, right? That counts?
Hot cross buns.
Hot cross buns, baby.
Was it plastic or wood?
It's plastic. It's not
wood. Because like for the beginners.
Sorry.
No worries.
But I have the one from fifth grade though. And I can still play it. I get drunk at home.
Oh, dear God. Dear God, your poor husband.
I keep it in the hutch in my dining room that we discussed.
The only thing worse than the sound of a recorder is bagpipes. and I know because I have some. It makes the dog bark. He hates them. I gotta get a new chair so people stop hitting their head.
It's fine.
I literally wrote down get a new chair.
My head hurts. It doesn't have feeling anymore.
Do you know how to use a soldering iron?
Yes.
I believe it. I bet. Okay.
DIY.
Have you ever owned a cape?
Owned?
owned or like worn
for sure. Yes.
In like what kind of context?
Costumes, witches, or dead something is what my costume always is. So I just go for like whatever I have. So if I have an old pageant dress, I am a dead pageant queen, or I have a dead prom queen, or I'm a dead bride, or I am a dead whatever. And then witch is just my other choice, my only other option. And so yeah, capes for witches.
That's cool. Does your husband into dead people?
No, that's just been my that's been my choice since I was a child. That's my Halloween costume.
That's your dark side.
Oh, that's my Halloween costume. Yeah, you know what? Every single year. I've been a dead cheerleader. I've been a dead
everything.
Dead everything. I do really good zombie makeup.
I believe it. Have you?
Shocker
seen,
that I figured out how to do that by myself.
Have you seen What We Do in the Shadows?
Yes, of course. Okay. My favorite TV show.
Favorite. Love it. Ugh. And I figured out why. It's because they're already dead. And yes. So it's just no. There's no pressure. Like it's like
there's
it's
no
not
stakes.
White Lotus.
Stakes. What would kill him? In the heart. You get it?
Yeah. Low stakes, high stakes, in the heart.
Is this thing on?
It's so chill. It's so easy to relax.
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
You're seeing people. Here we go. Have you ever held a ferret?
Yes. Recently. At a show. A dude had a ferret at a show.
What?
You're also talking to a girl who raised two squirrels. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's right. You're a squirrel lady.
And here's what I said to the guy who had the ferret on a leash at the brewery show I was doing in Sugar Hill.
How much pussy
is he
slaying?
Up to none. Zero pussy if you're walking around with a fucking ferret.
Dude, I've never
heard
of
this. It is a fuzzy phallic rodent is what I called it. And he's like, technically, it's not a rodent. So this dude is not getting pussy in any way whatsoever.
It's a little robotic.
Technically, and I was like, okay, well, it looks like a fucking rat. So you gotta calm down.
And then you held it.
Yeah,
you held his rat.
I held it. And it smelled disgusting. It was so gross. Yeah, I've held them. They're very loose. They are like that little plasticky thing that is full of glitter and oil or whatever, that thing we played with as a kid. That's like the little slippery thing.
Yeah.
That is what a ferret is. It is that thing.
Yeah, malleable.
Yes, very malleable. Yeah, it feels like just like jerking off an eel.
Oh.
Like a fuzzy eel.
And you jerked off the ferret.
Sure, yep. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't help but you're trying to just hold it and then you end up jerking it off.
They're very long.
It is very, it is a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. A Harry Potter wand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If I had a ferret, I would clean it, but that's it. Have I owned a Harry Potter wand?
Yeah.
No, my sister is a Harry Potter fan, and I have.
You probably missed it.
She has one. I'm too old for that. Yes.
Coin collection.
Wow. Thank you for pointing that out, though.
I'm just saying. Hey,
waiter.
My children were Harry Potter level, so coin collection.
Have I collected random coins? Yes.
Did you decoupage them? Did you paint them?
I 100%
did you paint strong women
had,
on all of them. They're
all I 100% have decoupaged coins with epoxy. Yes, of course I fucking have. Go ahead.
Okay.
What else?
Have you ever held a sword?
Probably.
Oh, I forgot you're a drinker.
Just remember from whatever you're about to ask. I love a drink.
Have you had an aquarium?
Yes. Oh, I filled one with newts one time.
Oh, well, that's a terrarium. That's the next question.
Yeah.
If it's not filled with water, it's a terrarium.
Okay, well, so no, it had half water, half ground. So yes, it was a combo. I had obviously a little pond that I built for the newts that I collected out of the creek in the trailer park.
Yeah.
But I also have had a full-blown aquarium with fish. So I've had fish, and then we kept that aquarium around, and then I turned it into a half terrarium, half aquarium, whatever, and filled it with newts. I also had turtles, frogs. All of the above.
Oh, yes, Lace. I know you're like of a cool energy, but you're a nerd, my friend. You are like an animal nerd, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, I'm an animal nerd for sure. I was also in Gifted for like the entire time I was in school, so.
Well, yes, there's like you can be smart and be nerdy, or you can just be like weird about
just
stuff.
I was just a weirdo. I'm just a weirdo. I just like everything. Yeah, go for it.
Do you have a ham radio? Do you know how to use Morse code?
I do not. I would love to, though. We did have a police scanner, though, growing up.
And
we did,
too.
To people all over the town. That's my favorite.
So we did, too, and we knew it was a small town. My grandparents had it. And they'd be like, there's a fire at the Robinsons' house.
And then when it would come through clear, it was always, like, on the best, like, pieces of drama. Like it would just be, like,
Betty's
fuzzy.
Betty's running naked through the streets again.
Yeah, exactly. It was the best information.
Roger.
And you're, like, tuning in. You're, like, making sure you can listen. Yeah.
Nothing's better than the police radio in a small town.
Oh, it's the best form of entertainment. No need for cable.
Oh my gosh.
At that point.
Have you ever been to band camp?
No, I was a cheerleader.
Cheerleading camp.
Cheerleading camp.
I'm
every
have
summer.
To add that to my
every
list.
Every summer.
These are all the ones I had to add. So cheerleader.
cheer camp.
I can't spell right now. So the other ones are circus camp, theater camp, space camp, Jesus camp, science camp, allergy camp.
That's amazing. Doesn't Every camp for me was allergy camp.
You're allergic to
I'm pollen. Allergic to the whole world.
Oh, really?
I have a sun allergy that I developed at 26.
Sun allergy?
Yeah, I have polymorphous light eruption, and it fucking sucks, and it is the bane of my existence. So and every year I have to deal with arms and hands full of rashes and blisters, and it happens all over my chest and my hands and my arms.
So it's perfect you work at night.
Yeah, exactly.
In windowless rooms.
Yeah, the earth has been trying to get rid of me for years. But yeah, I'm deeply allergic to pollen. Been to the emergency room for pollen a million times.
Oh my, at least I didn't know this.
Including
2 years
ago. Yeah, 2 years ago was the last, most recent time I've been to the emergency room.
Yeah, if you want to take Lace down, just rub a tree branch on her.
Specifically, pecan tree. Pecan tree pollen, but I'm not allergic to pecans. Fascinating.
Whoa.
But the pollen from a pecan tree puts me in the emergency room every time.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, cutting the grass. And the pecan, they have two pecan trees in our yard, and it had been dry. There had been no rain for like a couple weeks. Cutting grass.
It's blowing up on
it's
you.
It's blowing up, and I was inhaling it, and then I couldn't breathe.
Oh, my god!
And I had enough breath to call my mom. I either called my mom or my husband first. I had to tell the one to call the other. But yeah. Had to be rushed in and given an industrial amount of Benadryl.
Yes, antihistamine. Mm-hmm. I'll probably also like... steroids to open your breathing. Yeah,
but I took Benadryl at the house to
start it
and then I went there and then they fucking pumped me.
Yeah,
I mean like Pulp Fiction style, just like
in the heart.
Warned me. Yeah, it was like
gosh.
I tried to kick my own feet off. It was a whole thing.
I don't know
if y'all know that, but that amount of like antihistamine, the nurse came in and she's like, how's everything going? And Jared, my husband, he was just like, she is something's wrong with her legs. And I was in there and I was in the thing. I was like, I want my feet off. I need my feet off. And they're like, he's like, you want your shoes off? And I was like, my feet, take my feet off. I tried to kick my own feet off.
Oh my God.
And the
gosh.
Nurse comes in, he's like, she wants to kick her feet off. And they're like, she goes, oh yeah, that happens.
It's with a side effect.
It's a normal fucking side effect.
Oh, this just happens. Let's rapid fire the rest of these.
Sorry, what are
so
they?
We're not.
Oh, yeah,
I can't
sorry.
Do this. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm just going
to fast
forward.
You should never invite me on
Amy's
any
not
sort
good
of
at rapid
podcast.
Fire because she just is like, well, let's talk about everything more.
I'm not good at any of this. This is how I talk. I talk way too much.
Okay, have you ever written fan fiction?
No.
Have you ever made your own clothes?
Of course.
Of course. Were they costumes or regular clothes?
Both.
And then did you ever wear a costume to school more than one day, like in a row? Like, this is me now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was
when, when I moved from North Georgia to South Georgia, I was going to recreate myself. And I just wore only vintage clothes. And it was stuff. It was a bunch of stuff that was left in that ranch house that we painted. So the lady who had died in there had left closets full of clothes.
You're wearing the dead lady's
and
clothes.
And I wore dead lady's clothes to school.
And then
bunch
for
of
Halloween,
polyester
you're,
shirts.
You're dead people.
And then I was dead people for Halloween every year. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Have you ever had a birthday party for a pet?
No.
Have you put a pet in a costume?
No.
Do you have scoliosis?
Shocking, I know, because of all of that. No scoliosis. Yeah. But I would love any excuse for attention, but no, I do not have scoliosis. No. Yeah.
Do you have a Disney tattoo?
No.
Yeah.
You're not a Disney person. Yeah.
That,
don't give a shit about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's all these veins of nerdy-dom.
All my tattoos are all Southern tattoos.
And I don't think you should be friends with the South anymore because you're allergic to pecans. You have to move. That's what the South
is
pecan trees, pecan pie, pecan rolls, pecans.
I'm not allergic to pecans. Only
I know,
the pollen.
But they grow here.
I know.
That's why we're eating them.
I know.
You want to come live? You can go live in upstate New York with my parents.
Okay. Right, more questions. I got to leave soon. More questions.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's it. We finished.
Were that?
Yes. Let's have Lace plug. Oh.
Yeah, plug your...
Oh,
plug everything you do.
Whoever's listening to this, anyone who is, you already know me. Hey, what's up? Thanks for listening.
You look into the camera.
Hi,
make
camera.
It personal.
Okay.
What's up? How's it going?
Thank you so much for listening to Amy and I's Love Fest.
This was so fun.
If you want to meet other nerdy comedians in your area, you can call 1-900. What is it?
Funny bitch.
No, let's plug my podcast, Cheaties.
Very funny, Paige Turner.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
And entertaining. And just follow me online at Lace Larrabee, Instagram, TikTok. That would be great.
L-A-C-E, Lace Larrabee.
Lace, L-A-C-E-L-A-R-R-A-B-E-E. And yeah, that's it. Just follow. If you follow me, you'll see the things that I have coming up in Laugh Lab. I teach a comedy class in Atlanta, both all women and co-ed classes, and we've got sitcom pilot writing classes and sketch comedy Ooh. Writing classes as well. And yeah, laughlab.com, at laughlab on all the things.
I love having you here. Thank you so much for coming.
I love being with you.
Kumbaya, my lord. All right. Kumbaya. That was fun. Thank